And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 1st of April, 2012, April Fool's Day, and the day for hoaxes. It was on this day in 1976, in an interview on BBC Radio 2, the British astronomer Patrick Moore announced that a very rare event was about to take place. Jupiter and Pluto would soon align in relation to Earth, and their combined gravitational pull would momentarily override Earth's gravity and make people weigh less. He called it the Jovian-Plutonian gravitational effect, and said that if people jumped in the air at exactly 9:47 a.m., they would experience a floating sensation. And at 9:47, Patrick Moore said on the air, "Jump now." And within minutes, the BBC switchboard was flooded with calls from people who claimed that it had worked. It's the birthday of Francine Prose, Brooklyn, 1947, author of many novels and a book of nonfiction, Anne Frank, The Book, The Life, The Afterlife. Most recent novel is My New American Life, about a young Albanian immigrant named Lula, who's working as a nanny in New Jersey trying to get her green card. Francine Prose told an interviewer recently, "I am working on a novel now that began as nonfiction. It takes place in France between 1924 and 1944. And a French person said to me, you know, you're going to have to spend years in the Bibliothèque Nationale checking all the facts." And I thought, no, I'm not. I decided to do it as a novel instead. It was on this day, 1976, Apple was founded. Apple Corporation, by Steve Jobs, his friend Steve Wozniak, and a man named Ronald Wayne, who had worked with Jobs at Atari. They planned to produce and sell Apple personal computer kits, hand-assembled by Wozniak. The company was incorporated the following January, but Ronald Wayne quit after a few weeks, sold his 10% share back to Jobs and Wozniak for a little over $2,000. Had he held onto it, that share would be worth about $22 billion today. Mr. Wayne said later he didn't regret selling the stock. He'd made the best decision he could with the information available to him at the time. He went into the stamp and rare coin business and did not own an Apple product until last year when he was given an iPad 2. And it's the birthday of Rachel Maddow, born in California's Castro Valley, 1973, not far from San Francisco. A Rhodes Scholar, went on to become the host of The Rachel Maddow Show on MSNBC. Rachel Maddow, who is openly gay and who once said, "I'm the unlikely cable news host, but before that, I was the unlikely Rhodes Scholar, and before that, I was the unlikely kid who got into Stanford, and then I was the unlikely lifeguard." You can always cast yourself as unlikely when you're fundamentally alienated in your worldview. It's a healthy approach for a commentator. Here's a poem for today by Linda Paston, entitled April. A whole new freshman class of leaves has arrived on the dark, twisted branches we call our woods, turning green now, color of anticipation. In my 76th year, I know what time and weather will do to every leaf, but the camellia swells to ivory at the window, and the bleeding heart bleeds only beauty. Linda Paston's poem, April, from Traveling Light, published by W.W. Norton and Company, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. You can join its centennial celebration and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Nick Vedder, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.